Tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, we are up to Sifhei. But before we begin Sifhei, we had to finish up a very important note at the end of Sif Dalad, and we're holding on page Yud Gimel, which is after page 24. The Mishneh Berurah told us in the last few lines of Sif Katan Chavav, he said in the fifth line of the page in the Mishneh Berurah on Yud Gimel, Lachain Tov Li Zor Shelo Yikanes HaChasan LeBeis HaKnesses. Kol shivas yemei amishta shenim noin lomar tachron bavuro. The Mishneh Berurah said that since a chassan who is in shul is mevatel the tzibur from saying tachron, therefore it's best that a chassan does not go to shul for all 7 days of Sheva Brachos, because we don't want to prevent the tzibur from saying tachron. So if you look at note 41, he points out that v'das hachassan ish she'ein hachassan tzarech lihimono milelech lehispal b'beis hakneses. The chassan ish argues and says the chassan does not have to hold back from going to shul. And even though it's going to be mevatel the tzibur from tachanun, he should still go to shul. V'das hagon Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg sheyochol hachasan lalechas lebeis haknesses she'ein makirim oso. He has some kind of pshara. He said he could go to shul where they don't recognize him. Olamo bepina nisteres. So he should hide out in the corner so they don't see him. So he agrees they shouldn't be mevatel tachanun, but it's not grounds for not going to shul. Find a way to go to shul so they won't notice it. And then he writes a very important chiluk. And this Rabbi Avraham Krohn asked yesterday at the very end of the shiur. Moel, when it comes to the Moel, Das Agonu Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Shelo Yimno Milavu LeBeis HaKnesses. So Shlomo Zalman paskins that if you're a Moel, you should not hold back from going to Shul. The Ein Dino Kechassan. Either the Mishneh Berurah says a Chassan who will be Mevatel Tachanun should not go to Shul. Says Shlomo Zalman, a Moel who will be Mevatel Tachanun should go to Shul. What is the difference between a Moel going to Shul and a Chassan not going to Shul? So we see two chilukim. Mishum shebechosan yesh omrim shebeshivas yimei amishta potur mitfila lagamri. Because there are shitas that say a chosan during his Sheva Brachos is potur from davening altogether. V'alkein gam chovas tfila betzibur kalo etzlo. And therefore, even though we hold that he should daven, l'maisa d'chiyot tfila betzibur is certainly more lenient for him, and therefore he should avoid tfila betzibur in order to prevent the bittul of tachanun. Masha'inkin Amoel, obviously, according to everyone, has a chiv of tefillah. The chain das agon of Nissen Karelitz, shechiluk dino shel Moel midino shel chosin le'inyan zeh. And Nissen Karelitz also agrees there's a chiluk between the chosin and the Moel. Sharei mitzvah ha-mila hi chova ha-mutelas al klal Yisrael. The mitzvah of Mila, as the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, is a mitzvah on the father. If the father doesn't do it, then Bezdin has to do it. So it's really incumbent upon everyone to make sure the Mila happens. So everyone really has a chelik in it. V'ilu chasan simchaso ha-protesi. But a chasan is really a private simcha of his own. El shatzibur sameach imo. The tzibur is just rejoicing with him, and therefore they are less connected, and therefore better not to mevatel the tzibur by the chasan. But the mila, really they have a chelik in the mila anyway, and therefore it's not really being mevatel tachlan for someone else. Really they're part of that simcha as well. V'imrota balbris lahalam mea tzibur eskiyam abris. If a balbris wants to hide the fact that there's a bris going on in order to prevent the bittul of tachanun, so Rav Yosef says Sherashai, that's okay. Mishum sheke she'ein atzibur yodem es ala bris. If the tzibur doesn't know there's a surprise bris after davening, ein heim smechim. So Mela, they're not happy. Umemela ein tzibur lepotra me'amiras tachanun. And therefore, there's no reason to pat to them. It's not be'etzin that there's a mila here. It's that they're besimcha over the mila. If they don't know about it, they're not besimcha, and therefore there could be tachanun going on, even though there'll be a mila after davening if they don't know about it. Shamir before said that better for the tzibur not to know about it. Yeah, that was by a chassan, and this is by a mila. Right, similar ideas. Let's see the mechaber now in Sif Hey, the top line on page Yud Gimel. Im chola mila betaynis tzibur. If a bris mila falls out on a tainis, mispalim slichos v'omrin vidui. We say the regular slichos and the vidui. Ve'ein noflim al pneim, but we do not say tachanun. Ve'ein omrin v'hurachum, and we do not say v'hurachum. Beshachris in the morning, afilu b'makum shenogu la'omro beloze. Even in a place where they are knowing to say it without this. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat on Chav Zayin, if the mila falls out on a tainis tzibur, v'hu adin chassan, so too, if there's a chassan in shul the day of a tainis tzibur. So we still say the slichos and the vidui. It says in Mishneh Berurah Chav Ches, shemanichin miktsas ve'ein tzorach laniach lagamri. We do put aside some things, i.e. tachanun, but not everything. We still will say slichos and we will say vidui. The Ramah said that you don't say v'hurachum b'shachris even in a place where they're knowing to say it without this. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chavtes, what the Rambam means to say is, "Dinogu be'ezem mekomos lomar v'hurachum b'chol tainer sivur af she'enu b'beze hei." Even though normally we only say v'hurachum on Monday and Thursdays, but there are some places that have a minhag that they say v'hurachum on a fast day, even if it's not Monday and Thursday. So the Rambam is referring to that. You won't say v'hurachum at shacharis on the tainer sivur, even if they normally say it on that day, even if it's not a Monday or Thursday. Afilu hachi, even so, imchal milah bo, if there's a milah that day, ein omrim v'hurachum. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter in Sif Vav. Nogu shalo lipol al paneyim. Now the Mechaber is giving us a list of days in which you don't say Tachanun. So the minog is not to say Tachanun betu ba'av, velo betu b'shvat, velo b'rosh chodesh, velo b'mincha shalafanov, and not the mincha before Rosh Chodesh. Velo b'chanukah, there's no Tachanun on Chanukah, v'yesh omrim gam b'mincha shalafanov, there are those who say that there's no Tachanun, also the mincha before Chanukah, v'chein ohagin, and that is the minhog. B'purim einoflim al paneim, on Purim there is no Tachanun. B'lag ba'omer einoflim, there is no Tachanun on Lag ba'omer. B'erev yom kippur einoflim, there's no Tachanun on Erev yom kippur. V'chein b'erev Rosh Hashanah afilu shachris. And so too Erev Rosh Hashanah, even shachris, there will be no Tachanun. So if you look at the... Yes?
Regarding Mincha of the day before, is only on those 3-4 days that you mentioned, or is...
So you're asking an excellent question. We're going to see that right now. Excellent question. Zez the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed. The first thing in the list of the Mechaber was that there is no Tachanun on Tu B'Av. What is Tu B'Av? The Gemara Isa Shehoya Yom Tov Godol B'Zman HaMikdash. The Gemara goes through that that was a great Yontif in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there is no Tachanun on Tu B'Av. I in the Gemara for all the different things that happened on Tu B'Av. Then we said there's no Tachanun on Tu B'Shvat. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Aleph, Shehu Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. Tu B'Shvat, as we know, is the new year for the trees. V'nuhagin ha'ashkenazim laharbos oz b'minei peiro shel ilanos. The minhag of the Ashkenazim is to have a lot of fruit on Tu B'Shvat. In Note 45, he points out, V'chein b'kehilo Sfarad. In Sfaradi communities as well, the Kaf HaChaim writes, Sheyesh shenuhagim kein. There are those who are knowing as well to also eat fruit on Tu B'Shvat. Now, the Mechaber is a little tricky, a little different than what Alex was asking. The Mechaber sounds like it's saying that the mincha before Rosh Chodesh, you don't say it, but Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat, the mincha before, you do say it. Because if you look at the first line of the Mechaber, he says, Nogu shalalipa apaneim b'Tu B'Av, v'lo b'Tu B'Shvat, v'lo b'Rosh Chodesh, v'lo b'mincha shalafonov. Lafonov is Lashon Yachid. And not on the mincha before it. Sounds like it's only going back on Rosh Chodesh. So, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Lamed Beis, even though the Mashmos is you only don't say Tachanun on the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, but not that you cancel Tachanun on the Mincha before Tu B'Av or Tu B'Shvat, says the Mishnah Berurah and Lamed Beis, Mashma Mizeh, it's Mashma from the Shulchan Aruch to be Tu B'Av or Tu B'Shvat, no flim b'mincha shelafanav, that you do say Tachanun on the Mincha before, ve'ein nohagin came. That is not the Minhag. Meaning, the Minhag is that we also don't say Tachanun the Mincha before Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat, and the other days we'll get to as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sifkat and Lamed Gimel. Then we said Chanukah, and also not the Mincha before. Then we said Purim, there's no Tachanun. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, but Purim, Hainu Bishnei Yomim. Both days of Purim, both Yudalud and Tesvav, there's no Tachanun. V'chein b'Purim Katan b'Shanah Muberes. On a leap year, in Adar Rishon, we have Purim Katan, also Yudalud, Tesvav, there would be no Tachanun. U'b'chol Eilu ein Omrim Gam b'Mincha Shalafanov. And all these days also, you're not saying Tachanun in the Mincha the day before. V'chein b'lag ba'omer, so to b'lag ba'omer, there's no Tachanun, the Mincha the day before. Milvad, the only exception to this, says the Mishnah Berurah, is b'erev Rosh Hashanah u'b'erev Yom Kippur, omrim b'mincha shelifneim. On Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, you will say Tachanun, the Mincha the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah and the day before Erev Yom Kippur. Let's see one more Mishnah Berurah, then we'll see an interesting note. In Sifkat and Lamed Dalud, he goes on that which the Ramah said, on Erev Yom Kippur there's no Tachanun. U'bishar Erev Yom Tov Ein Tzarech Levayer. And other Erev Yontas, meaning Erev, we just addressed Erev Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, what about Erev Sukkot, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos? So says the Mishnah Berurah, the other Erev Yom Tovim do not need to be explained here, Shumavur B'Sif HaSamach. We're going to see in the next Sif very clearly what the din is by the other Erev Yomtas. But here there's a very interesting note, note number 46. The Shulchan Aruch said there's no Tachanun on Purim, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's both days of Purim. But we know in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, when Purim is on Tesvav, sometimes Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, and they push off some aspects of Purim, i.e. the Suda, Shalchmanos, they push it off to Sunday, which is Tezayin. So will there be Tachanun on Tezayin in that case? If you look at Note 46, he writes, U'kishachal Tesvav Adar B'Shabbos. When the 15th of Adar falls on Shabbos, that's when Purim and Yerushalayim, or any world city, will be on Shabbos. Kavachayim writes, Shabbi Yerushalayim ain't omrim tachanun af b'tezayin Adar. You also will not say tachanun on Sunday, which would be tezayin, because it's also Purim, it's a Purim Shulosh. V'chein kosav Mahari al Gazi. And so too by unwalled cities. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, "She'ena hagin lomer tachnun b'tes zayin adar." I assume he means in that year when Purim falls out in Chutz La'aretz or a non-walled city on Friday, in which case tezvav is Shabbos. So we don't say tachnun on Shushan Purim. So that year Shushan Purim has a chelik on Sunday. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says also outside Yerushalayim, outside walled cities, also with Nazir Tachanun in that case on Sunday. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein was knowing to yes say Tachanun on that day when he was in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Walled City. He would say Tachanun on Sunday, which was Tez Zayin. Fine. Now we are up to Sif Zayin. In Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Minhag Poshut Shelo Lipol Al Pneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan. As we all know, we do not say Tachanun the whole month of Nisan. V'lo B'tisha B'av. We don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'av. V'lo ben Yom Kippur la'sukos, we don't say tachanun between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. V'lo mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan ad achas Shavuos, which started today, we do not say tachanun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Shavuos. Today was not Rosh Chodesh, but we never say tachanun Rosh Chodesh. The day after Rosh Chodesh was today, we do not say tachanun all the way until Shavuos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Lamin Hei, O Minhag Pashut, and all these cases, you also don't say tachanun the mincha before. All these sifim we're discussing over here are telling you when you don't say tachanun. But which we say between Asher and Avol Tzion, you would say on these days. Milvad, except, and we already had this list above earlier, Berosh Chodesh, V'Chanukah, Upurim, V'Erev Pesach, V'Erev Yom HaKippurim, V'Tisha B'Av. Those days we will not say Lam Natzeach either. All the other days that we skip Tachanun, Lag BaOmer, Tu BaAv, Tu BaShvat, all those days we will say Lam Natzeach. V'hu Adin She'ein Omrim B'Shana Mu'beres B'Yom Yudal V'Tesvav B'Adar Rishon. Also, on a leap year, like we just discussed in Adar Rishon, you also don't say Tachanun Yudal V'Tesvav, you will also not say Lam Natzeach. Gam Ein Omrim Oso B'Beis Ha'ovel, we also do not say Lam Natzeach in a house of mourners. Od Kosvu Dikel Erech Apayim Vlam Natzeach Dinum Shave. They also write that whenever you don't say Lam Natzeach, you also don't say Kel Erech Apayim before you take out the Sefer Torah. There's a very important note over here that we'll see, note 47, which explains why we don't say Lam Natzeach on all these days. We know Lam Natzeach, it says, B'Yom Tzara, so a day that has Simcha, we don't want to discuss the Yom Tzara, and therefore, note 47 goes through why there's Simcha on all these days. Ve'atam B'chol Eilu. The reason why there's no Lam Natzeach on all these days, Bira Primi Gadim, Sherosh Chodesh, Omrin Bo Halel V'Nikra Moed. Rosh Chodesh, we say Halel, it's called a Moed, therefore there's no Lam Natzeach. Chanukah, Lefish, Omrin Bo Halel Shalem. There we say even a longer Halel, we say Halel Shalem. Purim, Lefish, Shemi, Me'mishneh V'Simcha, the days of Mishneh V'Simcha. Erev Pesach, Sha'arehu, Kimo, Yom Tov, Lefish, Makrivim Bo Karban Pesach. Erev Pesach itself is like a Yontif, because we bring the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Erev Yom Kippur, Sha'arei, Osir L'Sanosbo. That's the day of the year that it's Osir to fast, Mitzvah D'Oraisa to eat. So therefore, there's no Lam Natzeach. Tisha B'Av is not a happy day. So why is there no Lam Natzeach on Tisha B'Av? L'fisha Nikra Moed. Because it's called a Moed, as the Pasuk says, in Eicha Kara Alai Moed. So Tisha B'Av is called a Moed, and therefore there's no Lam Natzeach. Yudal V'Tesva Ba'ad HaRishon. The reason why there's no Lam Natzeach on Yudal and Tesva Ba'ad HaRishon, Mishum Shigam Behem Marbim B'Mishtev V'Simcha. Like we learned at the very end of Chelek Vav, there's also an idea of Mishneh V'Simcha in Purim Katan. Obeis Ha'Ovel, and when it comes to Obeis Ha'Ovel, why is it Olam Atzeach? That's not a very happy occasion. Mishum Sha'Ovel Hukosh L'Chag, because there is a hekesh between Avelus and Yontif, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'Hafachti Chageichem L'Evel. So we see a hekesh, they're written next to each other, a chag and evil, and therefore, even a Beis Ha'Ovel has aspects of a chag that you will not say Olam Atzeach. V'chein be'isru chag, so too the day after a chag, kosva ha'makor chayim v'asidur yayvitz, she'ein lomer lamatzeach, that we don't say lamatzeach on isru chag. However, v'chein da'asachazen ish, she'ein lomer mishum she'yom tov hu l'vnei chutz la'aretz. They're talking about those who keep one day yontif. So there's no tachanon in isru chag, because that's yontif in chutz la'aretz. But for us, who are in chutz la'aretz, and we keep 2 days yontif, this then would not apply, there would be lamatzeach on isru chag. Because the whole reason he's bringing down over here why it's not Tachan Israel Chag is because it's Yontov in Chutz La'aretz. V'chein minag Eretz Yisrael, v'chein bi Erev Yontov, kosva makor chayim v'yayivet shein l'omro, also in Erev Yontov, they write that you don't say Lam Natzeach. And now let's see what's Nogeya to Sivan, to Shavuos, the days that are coming up about Tachanun. We said in above that we do not say Tachanun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Shavuos. Says the Mishavura in Sivkotan Lamed Vav. We don't say Tachanun Achar Shavuos. V'yesh Mekomos Nohagin Shalolipol Kol Hashisha Yomim Sh'achar Shavuos. Some places have a custom not to say Tachanun all 6 days after Shavuos. Mipnei shakarbonos shel Chag Shavuos hayo lohem tashlumin kol shiva. Because the karbonos of Chag Shavuos had tashlumin all 7 days, just like Pesach and Sukkot, where the Yontif is 7 days, so it's tashlumin. The Gemara learns out in various places that Shavuos, even though it's only one day midaraisa, also had tashlumin 7 days, and therefore there are those who say during the days of tashlumin, which are like a Yontif, you could bring the karbon, there also would be no tachlumin. But there's a couple of very important notes over here that we'll see. Note number 49 writes, so we said that there are some that are noheg not to say tachlumin all 6 days after Shavuos. Umavur b'shari tshuva b'shem ha'shari kneses ha'gedola. The Shari Tshuva brings right over here, b'shem the Shari Knesset HaGedola, she'b'chutz l'aretz yesh hanohogim sh'lalipol al p'neim af b'yud gimel sivan mishum sveke d'yoma. Some extend it even one more day because of sveke d'yoma. So if Shavuos is Vav, so the 7 days would be Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud, Aleph, Yud, Beis, that's 7 days. But some say in chutz l'aretz, a sveke d'yoma, really Shavuos is starting on Zayin, and therefore they also wouldn't say Tachron one additional day, which would be on Yud Gimel. So there are those who say that. V'yesh lehem shel v'yesh achar ashat hanimtza ba'osat tefila. And says the Shari Tshuva a very funny psak. Usually you ask around, what's the minog here? He says you should go by the minog of the chazan. Although I don't know if every chazan has a minog, but the tzibur should go whatever the minog of the chazan is. The chazan on your gimel, if his minog is not to say tachar on your gimel sivan, so the tzibur won't say it. If his minog is to yes, the tzibur will say it. It doesn't seem to go by the minog amakom. It seems to go by the minog of the chazan. And then the note writes, "V'das agonu shlomo zaman arbach shegam bechutz laaretz yesh shlomar tachanun b'yud gimel sivan." He says he disagrees that even in chutz laaretz you should say tachanun yud gimel sivan. Why? A very nice svara of Shlomo Zalman says, "Kevan sheyemei tashlumin lekarbonos nimnim lefi eretz Yisrael sheyimakom ha'akrava." What kind of business is this? You're saying sveki the yoma to add an extra day. The extra days are because of tashlumin of karbonos. The karbonos are only brought in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, there's no Sveika D'Yoma, there's no extra day. So even though we're now in Chutz La'aretz, if the reason why we're not saying Tachanun in the days after Shavuos is because of the Karbonos that could be brought, the Karbonos go Baser Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, there would be no reason to patter in Chutz La'aretz from saying Tachanun on Yud Gimel. Because on Yud Gimel would be the eighth day, and there's no such thing as an eighth day when you're talking about Karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash. The Chazanish was knowing to, in fact, to say Tachanun on all the days after Shavuos. I assume except for Isru Chag of Eretz Yisrael, which would be our second day. So it would really be all 5 days. If he didn't say on Isru Chag, it would be five more days. Says note number 50, on that which we said, because it was Tashlumin Kol Shiva, Ume Isru Chag Sukkos Ad Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. This comes up every year, and there's always a discussion. Everyone's always wondering, after Sukkos to Rosh Chodesh, is there Tachanun or not? So the Magen Avraham writes, and the Pri Chodesh, Sheyesh Mekomo She'ein Noflim Al Paneim. There are those places that they do not say Tachlun from after Sukkot until Rosh Chodesh. The Chassam Sofer says, Shekein Hu Minog Ashkenaz. That is the Minog Ashkenaz, not to say Tachlun during those days. U'bishari Tshuva Hevi Minog Zeh B'Shem HaShorek Knesset HaGedola. And the Shari Tshuva over here brings that Minog, not to say Tachlun from after Sukkot until Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, from b'shem hasharik nesagdola, shekosav b'tam adover. He explains the reason. Shechodas zem merubim muados. There are many yom tovim, and therefore, since there are many yom tovim, so again, we knock off like we say by Nisan that we exclude tachlum for the rest of the month because most of the month goes out with yom tovim. There are a lot of yom tovim over there, and therefore, there's no tachlum the rest of the month. Tam no saf hevi hashari tshuva. Another reason that the shari tshuva brings down that you shouldn't say tachlum on those days. He brings b'shem the seder hayom. Lefisha Chodesh Zeh Nichnas B'Inui. Since this month started B'Inui, V'Alkein Yesh Lo Tzio B'Simcha. Therefore, we want the month to leave B'Simcha. It's a little bit funny. Why don't we say the same thing by Av? Why don't we say, since the month started B'Inui, therefore, we should not say Tachanun at the end of the month? So I think even according to the second reason, you really need an aspect of the first reason that they're Yom Tovim, that there's a reason not to do it. Just the fact that you're Be'inu is not enough. Otherwise, there would be no difference between Tishrei, where you have Yom Kippur, and Av, where you have Tisha B'Av. And if you look down, skip a few lines, Me'idach, on the other hand, Ha'arach HaShulchan Kasav, She'ein Minhag Ze'ikr. The Aruch HaShulchan says, this is not the Iker Minhag, to skip Tachanun, meaning the Aruch HaShulchan says, you should say Tachanun after Sukkot, till Rosh Chodesh, those days, you should say Tachanun. V'chein Nog HaChazon Ish, Lomer Tachanun Acharei Isru Chag Sukkot. Here he throws in Isru Chag as a p'tur. The Chazon Ish's minhag was, in fact, to say Tachanun after Isru Chag of Sukkot. He said Tachanun like the Aruch HaShulchan, not like the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chodesh. What about Pesach Sheni, which passed a few weeks ago? Kasav Pri Chodesh she'ein omrim o Tachanun. Pri Chodesh says there is no Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The Kasav Aruch HaShulchan she'keinu minhag Asfardim. That is the minhag of the Asfardim, not to say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The chen hiskir minhag zeh hashari Ephraim. The Shari Ephraim also brings this minhag down. The chen kasav v'sidur yayvitz she'ein roi lomar bar Tachanun. That it's not fitting to say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. However, ha'primigodim kasav she'minhagenu lomar Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. Primigodim argues. He says our minhag is to yes say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The chen haya noeg ha'chazon ish. And so too the chazon ish was noeg. So we see that the chazon ish was not very easily pacified to pass up on Tachanun. We see between Sukkot and Rosh Chodesh he did. On Pesach Sheni he said Tachanun. After Shavuos he said Tachanun. It wasn't easy to skip Tachanun when you were davening with the Chazon Ish. But these are all the different halachos about when we do not say Tachanun. Right, it says Yesh Mekomos Nogan Shulavipo Kol Shishi Yomim Sh'achas Shavuos. Right, it means it can be brought all 7 days. It's really only six extra days. It just calls it Tashlumin Kol Shiva. You're right, the first day is not Tashlumin, the first day is the Iker day, but the seven is the total count altogether. Okay, we could start Halacha Ches. We will just get our feet weighed in Halacha Ches, and we'll do it tomorrow night, but first we have another question. Yes, Dr. Dreyfus. Well, that's what we were saying. We were saying about the brismila, the second point that we said, by brismila, if you don't tell anyone there's a brismila, so it's not just the brismila itself that cancels Tachanun, it's the people that are aware there's a brismila, and that creates an aura of simcha in the room, that's mevatel Tachanun. And therefore, if a person is just standing there on the side and doesn't tell anyone that he's making a bris after davening, they don't know about it, so they don't have that simcha, and therefore there's no reason for them not to say Tachanun. The one who is the Baal Bris, who obviously is a Yontif, he wouldn't say Tachanun. Okay, maybe we'll continue, we'll take some more questions, and we'll continue the Shir Mitzvah with Sif Ches tomorrow night.